You had to do
for each, yeah.
For each post, had to peel, do that and then stretch a while.
Did you ever remember any, did you have names for any different kinds of wooden fences around here?
Well, I don't know. Now, Milesville Courtyard had a wooden fence all the way around it.
What kind of fence was that?
It was a white, it was a fence, board fence, with, it had a wide top on it, because when we were children, we'd get on top of that fence, and of course it had gates in it, all right. We'd get, and just run all the way around it. Oh, you know where the courtyard is now.
Yes, ma'am.
And that white fence was all the way around it, and we'd get to the gates, and then we'd try to jump, you know. And the boys could use it to do that, but the girls couldn't jump over the gates, you know. But we'd get out and start out again, you know. Going to, it was about this wide on top.
Well, what kind of fence would you have around your yard or a garden?
Well, some of them had wire fences, and some of them had the board, you know.
You see the ones that were sharp enough at the top?
Yes, that's right. Your picket fences, they're called.
What kind of fence is this around your house?
That is a, that's a wire fence, one of those,
wire?
No, yeah. I can't think of it. It's a regular yard wire, you know, that they were using at that time. And that gate is an iron gate.
Do you remember the fences that they would put together like this and they would...
Yeah, I remember
that. You saw them here, what were they called? Made out of wood?
No, what's called? Just, picket fences, all I know.
They'd never made of the lay one rail over another like that? All those. Now, the dishes you had to eat with, you had your regular everyday dishes and then your best.
That's right. That's right.
Your best.
I had your best Haviland china, just like people have.
China?
Yes, indeed. I have a few pieces that belong to my husband's mother right now. And they've been dead 55 years, and they had been married 43 years when they married.
Can you tell me about some of the utensils you had in the kitchen to cook with?
Well, we had mostly porcelain pots, and then they had the big old black skillets, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
And then the Dutch ovens, they had those. And I still like them. I don't have one, but I like them. And they had, I remember that my mother, there was a young man who came every summer. My oldest brother went to Suwannee, his first year of school, Suwannee, Tennessee. And this young man came to visit him in the summer, and he was selling aluminum ware. It's the first that came out. And my mother bought a full set of it, and it was the heaviest aluminum you've ever seen. And of course she cooked in that quite a bit. And I had, when I moved out of the house, I had a bucket about this high, about that, and about this big around, that had the top that fit on it. And what happened to it, I had some things out on the back patio back there to move over here, and they took it to the junk pile. So I wouldn't take anything in the world for that bucket, because it was heavy aluminum. It wasn't as thin that you get now. Of course, you couldn't get stainless steel then.
Yes,
couldn't get it at all. But that was some of the first aluminum that was put out, and the boy made his money that summer selling aluminum to go back to college next year.
Okay, now you mentioned a bucket. Would you use those? What would you carry water in around the house?
Well, we had to keep buckets of water. Of course, we had running water most of the time, but in the field you ran out of water or something, they kept the buckets for just for emergency, you see.
And when you milk, you caught the milk in a...
Had a regular bucket for, a regular milk bucket.